I does what I likes, and I like what I do. I does what I likes, and I like.
Thank you, Mr. Interesting.
I does what I like, what I do. I does what I likes, and I like. I does what I likes, and I like what I do. I does what I likes, and I like. I does what I.
For the new generation since World War II, accustomed to the myriad lights of their main streets, to realize that once the bright glow was dimmed, that in order to conserve coal, electricity, and manpower, while the final mighty effort was being made for total victory, it became necessary to turn the lights down low. The nation already had become attuned to self-imposed darkness through extensive blackout drills, which began before the war and continued through the grim days when civil defense became vital to the home front, to teach civilians how to protect themselves and their families in event of enemy attack. Americans went from temporary blackout to the brownout to save an estimated 2 million tons of coal annually. Next, the midnight curfew, which went into effect February 26, 1945. The government order concerned principally nightclubs, sports arenas, theaters, saloons, bars, dance halls, roadhouses. But cooperation came from every source, from all who would show their patriotism while war communiques told of American troops outside Cologne, Superforts bombing Tokyo, MacArthur's men fighting east of Manila, and war plant production at an all-time peak. Air raid drills, dim outs, curfew. It was a time for serious observance of the regulations which had been set up just in case Americans should be exposed to the terror from the sky so familiar to populations overseas. Equally important was conserving materials upon which the war effort depended. To live for a while in darkness was preferred by all who fell under the shadow of a great war of survival. For soon it was all over. The lights went on again. Day was the occasion for easing controls, and Americans rejoiced in the bright glow of a nation which could see lights once more. It was an hour for celebration, like New Year's Eve it was on the Great White Way. You younger people, ask Mother and Dad how it was, whether on Broadway or the corner of Main and Montgomery, USA. The same grand feeling. Lady Liberty really glowed. The world was being lifted from darkness, and here for the war-weary was the brightest signal.
I want to thank the guys for yet another...
This show's actually going out to people. Okay. At 3 in the morning.
So
I'm sure it comes as no great surprise to you when I say that
There
are little corners in everyone which we're better off left alone. Little sicknesses, weaknesses, which should never be exposed.
Let's rewind the show here and do some... I like to edit it while we're...
Hi, I'm John Wolford.
Hi, John. You're helping me tonight edit the show here.
President of Jam Creative Productions.
Oh, that's not... Actually, I didn't want to talk to you then, okay?
Wait. You're supposed to press 1 for president, 2 for sound effects.
Okay, run. Johnny, and this is the K-Rob world here.
Comment.
This is that. Sir Lynn Roll. And then he's all running into here in the steam bag. And I've just edited it all together, so it looks like we were all here. Like, no notes anymore. No humans coming to these shows anymore.
It's all robo. Like, what do you want, Crete? You know, broadcasting.
What do you want, Crete?
The island.
What do you want? Well, Thracian, I would like you to not be a big dog. Impossible.
For we are Thracians!
My girlfriend likes Thracian, so.
Hello?
Are you on the phone? Listen, tiny caller, there we go. Just imagine in Gravity, in the movie Gravity, that's what we look like right now.
Oh, man. Of talent in this room. We just uncorked a bottle of talent. You heard that fizz as it came surging and foaming.
I'm sorry. Oh, it's on my pants.
Eat that your heart out, Scott Wiener. We are going to drink the soda of bliss here.
Cheers, everyone. Happy holidays.
Yes, now we all know that it is the enchanting Justin Credible
here. You're so sweet.
Came all the way from her native haunts across the big water to be with us tonight.
I was actually in my nightgown and shanghaied by puzzling evidence. He came into my bedroom and put a blindfold on me and tied my arms up and said,
evidence show. If you hold them closely.
First of all, you feel like an idiot doing it. You know, especially if other people are standing around, it feels kind of awkward to just go out and just crack off. I mean, it feels kind of funny at first, but then it's kind of liberating in one way.
What happened? Are you all right?
What's
you need to go to the show hospital?
Are you okay?
No. Do you guys have a scanner?
Yeah.
It goes with any decor.
We sell this gun basically as a sportsman's weapon, which is as a plinking gun, as something to take into the woods that you really don't care whether it becomes worn or not. It's definitely not a target pistol. It's about the minimum of 22-caliber weapon. Radio.
That was the kind of gun that shot Robert Kennedy this morning. It turns out over the years, people who shoot people don't care.
That goes around and around.
This is a CBS News special report.
Just look. Bewildering a series of images called up from the benthic bottom of the internet.
Got that? Where the fuck did that one come from? Ladies and gentlemen, the space cow. The show is operated by these little people. And I am employed to just make the announcement and tell you that they're ready to give their big performance.
Show me.
Show me.
Thank you.
is so hard to clean. Only an easier way.
I'm Derek Baum. Say goodbye to daily stains and dirty surfaces with new Kitchen Gun. This sink is filthy, but just three shots from Kitchen Gun, and it sparkles like new. Look how it cleans this greasy hob. Goodbye, dirt! Scrubby tiles. I love you, Kitchen Gun! Rusty taps. You can even use it on the washing up. There, all clean again. New Kitchen Gun, now with laser sight and night vision for after dark cleaning.
As a rifle pistol coach and weapons training battalion.
Like them!
I was sitting and thinking, if I was in Congress, what would be the bill that I would put forward right now?
God, it's awesome. What's rock and rock? That's a thing from the 60s, I don't know. How old are you? 19. So rock and rock, you know. K-Rob is K-Rob's monopolizing it.
Just get my mind right, okay?
Just trying to get some attention for my cause. Is anybody listening to my problems?
Right.
Thank
okay.
you for listening.
Right. Okay.
What do we have for the losers, Judge?
You know, I had to snake my toilet today.
What do we have for the losers, Judge?
What did you eat last night?
Don't hate the bait.
Hey, I got something coming up on number four here.
All right.
Join us in winning the lost at any cost.
We're about to take out literally the biggest criminals in town.
Yes, and we are the biggest crime-fighting duo. Look, we just need to close the deal. Okay, we get in, we get the illegal merch, and then we scram.
Hey, Brett.
It's me, man.
Well, you got what we're looking for?
What's that?
Serious firepower.
Good. Hey, check it out, man. It's not gonna bite you. Come on. Now, this is a .9 mil. 30-round mag. Now, if you want to start a war, I want this by your side. It's hella illegal, though.
Very.
So, from my end of the deal... Shit, man. For that much, we had the whole lot of them.
That's all right, man. We just need
one. Oh, man, my crew's already locked and loaded. We're good.
Hey, no.
We'll take them.
Yeah? Right. So we have a deal.
Yeah, my hands are full, though.
Biggest
cops to handle the biggest crimes.
Thanks a lot, Chief. It means a lot to us.
Yeah, well, you know what? You boys should take the day off. That's an order.
And overnight, Elvis Presley is the biggest sensation in the country.
Hey, this guy, I tell you, the push is coming. All right. Here comes the dope pusher.
Yeah, friends.
He's got a bag of things that he will say will make you feel beautiful. Heroin, cocaine.
That's
right, there's no river. There's only a river of mud dried out. Welcome to fucking Running Man.
You have to hang your phone up.
You can't set up a Neil Peart mindset. But you can set up a Neil Peart mindset.
Ma'am? You have not hung your phone up. Ma'am? You have not hung your phone up.
There are only these 8 nuts.
Ma'am? Man, you have not hung your phone up. Man? Man, you have not hung your phone up.
Ma'am?
What?
Ma'am, you have not hung your phone up.
Yes, I...
What is she doing?
That's the best call we've had tonight.
You need to hang your phone up. Hung your phone up if I'm still talking to you.
You bastard. You please, Jesus, let me hang it up. One final thing.
Remember when they used to swim when she's
doing?
Tell
me this doesn't sound like Hal Robbins.
Question about your favorite Star Wars movie. I have a go with you on this one.
I like it. She was looking at a program that she got so upset.
See, I can't do it. I don't know. James Earl Jones, I mean, the guy makes $85 million a minute. For the
since you remain my friend, until you
is it Burning Man? The guys at the airplanes are going to be getting blowjobs from your girlfriend. Welcome to Burning Man. It's blowjobs by your girlfriend for getting up in the plane. Well.
Hello, friend. How are you? Well, so today I am on my Discord server, and I haven't really sent people videos that I haven't delved in on. Hello, friends. This is one that I think I've seen before.
This power played quite well.
But I don't know what white even stands for.
He got monkey fingers.
Lame, confusing, shocking. Hello, friends. How are you? Hope you're doing well. So,
skinny and bony like a skeleton. Also, I know you. You know me. Come together.
Welcome, actually, to Many Nights at Freddy's. What
make sure we pronounce
even
it.
More foggy.
Oh, boy. Oh, this looks good. Hello.
This is Holloway. Welcome to Health Club. I'm here to help you get those two things right now. Now, I want you to forget anything you may have heard about things.
Oh, God, this is much worse.
Wisconsin.
Where are they? No! Bonnie's two months. No! Oh, hi. Mark's looking sexy today. This should just be the first night, so it should be relatively easy. Not even remotely scared. Oh, God, Tika's out. Fuck off, Tika. She's gonna kill me. Oh, God. Oh, God. Trying to take this next one really easy. Don't like Foxy.
What?
Sucks.
I'm so happy that I'm in the late 60s sitcom.
Ega, the series. Ega, Bryce, in a Bob Newhart style apartment building. Things just go crazy.
I'm throwing my phone right up in the air. And my friends gonna catch it. Cause that's just how it is.
In the Sgt. Pepper album, point out some very strong specifics.
No! I'm just ready to gather. Yeah.
The very first song, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Some very strong things to say.
No! Son of a bitch with your creepy ass cock! No! Stop making so many sounds! Run!
I'm officially done. I can't do it anymore. I cannot. I'm throwing in the towel.
Seem distracted.
What's going on?
A journey that wants to be easier. A journey that wants to be easier.
genius. I love gas, so when you put them together, you can... Is that what you're trying to bring?
The crunchiness, a hint of spice, and everything nice.
Hey everyone, it's Joe from Joe's World Tour. Today I'm doing sriracha hot chili sauce challenge. Are you ready? I know I am. Enjoy. Here we go. Yes, I see. By a simple majority in the case of your meat, be quiet. But by a two-thirds majority in the case of meat, quiet. I order you to be quiet.
We're doing the Russian translation to the show, to the country where everything was wrong and was never any fun. Glad you didn't grow up in anything like a Russian. But you would have met him.
Who would I have met if it was now?
Morning.
Morning.
Culture is weird. You ever notice that?
Yeah.
Culture is just, it's just weird.
It is weird.
It's goofy. It's goofy.
I want to be a cowboy. My society made me a bozo.
Wait a minute.
Culture is nuts, I tell ya. Culture's a nutty little nut right here.
It is, and then you get stuck in other cultures. It's like they refer a culture clash. They're shooting to somebody else's world. Santa's the same everywhere.
Sure. Except for places where he's Father Christmas, I suppose.
Yeah, we were just little and Black Peter and all those translations. This is chocolate. I'm trying to figure out who Black Peter was. Because I heard about elves and all that stuff. You know? Turns out none of that was true.
So that was Russian or what?
No, that was Amsterdamese.
No, I'm sorry.
This is Russian. Yeah, this is very modern Russian. Yeah. From like, oh, maybe.
What's that? That evil Santa? Not Grinch.
Like Krampus.
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 Yeah, the meaner version.
Yeah.
And cooler.
It's a beautiful
thing,
right?
Has got a new one today.
What is it?
This is called Ava.
How does it do it?
Fine. Boy, do you ask a fish how it flies?
No.
Or a bird how it swims?
No.
No, sirree, you don't. They do it because they were born. Just like Willy Wonka was born. And you look like you were born. Take the sauce and sprinkle it with glue. Cover it in chocolate. Candy man. Mixes it with logs and makes the world taste Candyman's camp. Candyman can, cause he can. Candyman can, cause the world tastes good. Cause the Candyman thinks.
Ah,
come along, Charlie. You're late.
It's Penny, Mr. Chilcock.
You're right. There you are.
Thanks.
Nobody ever goes in. Nobody ever goes in.
I've yet to see you set foot on the floor.
Well, maybe if the floor wasn't so slippery.
Grandpa Georgie. Grandma Georgie. Grandma Georgie. Grandpa George. Is this your sauce, Grandpa?
Well, it's you, Charlie.
Oh, Charlie.
Oh, well, you have it, you see.
How about this? Hey, where'd you get that? It's my first payday. Oh, good for you, Charlie. Just before he left, he said, nobody ever goes in, and nobody ever goes in.
And right he was, Charlie. Not since the tragic day, the factory started working again.
Why do you laugh?
Because all the other chalkmakers in the world were spies, dressed as workers to steal Mr. Wong's secret piece, especially Slouch. Oh, that Slouch, he was the worst.
Charlie Bucket.
Yes, Mr. Turpentine.
I shall need a bucket. Come and give me a hand. After a minute, he's teaching. He's not trying to do Mr. Wood. Do I make myself clear?
Yes, sir.
Class, I'm dismissed.
Hidden among the countless bars are five gold ticks. And to the five people who find them will come the most fabulous prize one could wish for. A lifetime supply of chocolate.
Grandpa, do you think I've got a chance to find one?
One? I'm counting on you to find none.
Already we have...
While we in America slept, the small town of Dusselheim, Germany slept.
The boy's name? Augusto Oglu. Augusto Oglu. Augusto, how does it make you feel to be the first golden tick finder?
And
any other feelings? Mr. Glue, would you mind saying?
What a story.
Hey, Charlie.
Happy birthday.
Here you are, Charlie.
Thank you. Terrific.
We each need it a bit. Grandma George and me.
And here's a little gift from Grandpa and me.
I think I know what this is.
Never mind, Charlie.
I want you to be the first to find the golden tick, Daddy.
No, Angel. We're doing the best we bleeding can. I've got every bleeding girl on the bleeding staff looking for you.
All right.
I'm a magician. The entire flipping factory's been on the charge. Over 9,000 bars an hour, they're shelling.
Hey! Give me
that tip! Harmony. Happiness is what counts with children.
Thank God for that.
Gentlemen, now I think I can safely say that your time and money have been spent.
A great civic leader, I,
friends, because quiz of these disgruntled things, the funnest we should get into country.
Well, I'm a gun normally, but when I heard about these ticket things of Wonka's, I laid off the gum and switched to bars instead. Now, of course, I'm right back on sauce.
Let me just butt in here for a moment to say if any of you folks want to read something.
Charlie, what are you doing here?
Then I guess I'll be going. Go away, Charlie.
The rest of the world goes on searching here in the southwest. It has actually happened. Hey, Mike, you think we might shut that thing off?
No, are you crazy? Boy, what a great show.
And somewhere out there, another lucky person is moving closer and closer.
Is something wrong? Grandpa.
Never mind, Charlie.
Shall we start the bidding at pounds? Do I hear pounds?
Pounds?
I have pounds here. Pounds? 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 Your man!
Little boy's got to have something to hope for. What's he got to hope for now?
I've just decided to switch Fridays to Monday, which means that Friday will now take place on Monday. But since the day is Tuesday, it doesn't matter in the slightest.
Today, we are going to learn about percentages. Charlie Bucket, how many did you open?
Two.
That's easy. Two is twice one.
Not two. Just two.
Well, I can't figure out just two, so let's pretend you opened two.
Hi. I'd like a bar of chocolate, please.
Can you imagine the nerve of that guy trying to f*** the whole world? May I introduce myself? Oscar Sluggles. And don't forget the name.
You're pulling our legs, Charlie.
Look at it, Grandpa, see for yourself.
Greetings to you, Charlie, the lucky puller at our legs from Mr. Will Smith.
Charlie, you've done it!
You're pulling legs, Charlie.
Ah, I never thought my life could be anything.
Something crocodile, Charlie. We've got a lot to do. Call your children, polish your face, wash your hair, brush.
Hey, Mom, we're on TV.
It's a trap.
I'm fish face. How do I look?
Hey there, and welcome to You Can Ukulele. Each week I'm releasing new song tutorials so that you can learn how to play the ukulele with success. So if you don't want to miss a lesson, then hit that subscribe button, like this video, and get ready to play Wake Me Up by Avicii. Now before we can play this song, we first need to make sure that our ukulele is in the standard tuning of G, C, D, A. By the way, if you need help tuning your ukulele, then make sure that you check out my online ukulele tuner video. Next, there's four chords that we need to know in order to play this song, and those chords are A minor, F major, C major, and G major. If you know those four chords, then great job. Feel free to skip ahead to the later portion of this lesson. So our first chord for this song is A minor. Just take your second finger and press down on the fourth string of the second fret. This is A minor. The next chord is going to be F major. To play that, take your first finger, press down on the second string of the first fret, and then take your second finger and press down on the fourth string of the second fret. This is F major. The next chord is going to be C major. To play that, take your third finger and press down on the first string of the third fret. This is C major. And our last chord for this song is G major. To play that, take your first finger, press down on the third string of the second fret, take your second finger, press down on the first string of the second fret, and then take your third finger and press down on the second string of the third fret. This is G major. Now we're going to learn the chord progression for this song. It's just going to be A minor for 4 beats, F major for 4 beats, C major for 4 beats, and G major for 4 beats. Let's play through that chord progression now by ringing out each chord. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Now we're going to learn the strum pattern for this song. It's just going to be down, down, pause, up, down, up, down, down, pause, up, down, up. Let's try that strumming pattern on the A minor chord. Down, down, pause, up, down, 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 pause, up, down, 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 pause, up, down, down, pause, up, down. And now let's combine that strumming pattern with the chord progression. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. chord progression and the strumming pattern a little bit faster now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Now that we know the chords, the chord progression, and the strumming pattern, let's put it all together with the lyrics and play through Wake Me Up. Feeling my way through the darkness, guided by a beating heart. I can tell where the journey ends, but I know where to start. Tell me I'm too young to understand. Say I'm caught up in a dream. Life will pass me by if I don't open up my eyes. Well, that's fine by me. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself, and I didn't know I was lost. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself, and I didn't know I was lost. Now, if you want to play through the rest of the song, then go down to my description box below and click on the link to access the chord chart. And that's how you play Wake Me Up by Avicii. Thank you guys so much for watching this video. I really hope it brings you success in learning how to play the ukulele.
Wasn't very fun.
When are they gonna fix it? Livestock management's got other priorities. Besides, no one's complained.
Drink to a deepened, dreamless slumber.